I want to welcome everybody to the Success Circle call. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, home of the Entrepreneurial Ed System. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to welcome first our existing elite and select members to this call, as well as any newbies. So if you just joined us, welcome, and I also want to share with you the purpose of today's call. This is the monthly business accelerator call. What that means is we take a deeper dive into one of the elements of the entrepreneurial edge system, whether it's mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing or monetizing your business, or the third step, executing your business blueprint. Well, today we're going to talk more about how the top 10 ways to discover where your prospects hang out, and this is all about getting really crystal clear so you can be exact to attract. And I just want to first handle some upcoming events, because there are a number of events I think you're going to want to know about, or at least pass on to people that you know, because there's a lot of really great events. Many of them are free and sponsored by some of the same sponsors that are sponsoring my Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive. That's happening April 26th to the 28th in Livonia at Davenport University, who also is one of our sponsors. I'm so thrilled about that, to have them on board, and it's just going to be a tremendous event. So if you haven't yet gotten your ticket to the 3-day intensive as a Success Circle member, you're going to want to sign up, because I've got a great speaker, and her name is Teresa de Grosbois, and she's out of Canada, and she's a 3-time best-selling author, international best-selling author, and she's absolutely fabulous, and she's going to be talking about that first night about how to create wildfire word of mouth. And love her techniques, and she's a wonderful woman. You're going to enjoy her and absolutely love the strategies that she's going to share with you that first evening. In addition, I've updated the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3.0, so you're going to take advantage, if you're registered, of some of the new content and new shortcuts that are even easier to implement. So you're going to love it. Also, I want to just remind everybody about the Q&A call that's happening December 27th. Yes, we are having a Q&A call, so please feel free to submit your questions, whether it's a question about today's High Content Business Accelerator call, or if you have another question as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge System, or something about growing your business. Remember, the Q&A calls, for those people that are new, the Q&A calls happen every fourth Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and the whole purpose is to so you can have some group coaching and get your questions answered so you can move ahead quickly. A couple of events that are coming up for those of you that may be in the area or want to attend the live events. This Friday, December 16th, there's a live event, How to Go from Startup to Success Story, that's sponsored by Ann Arbor Spark. And you can register for that on our events page at accelerateassociates.com, and then just go to the events link. The next one is scheduled for December 29th, a webinar called Seal the Deal, and it's sponsored by the Social Buzz Club. The Social Buzz Club, great organization to get great buzz. So if you want to get good buzz, go to the Social Buzz Club. they are a wonderful organization, and they're going to be sponsoring the webinar for Seal the Deal 98% of the time. Again, that's happening on December 29th. And let's see, I'm also doing a live event, Seal the Deal 98% of the time, on Wednesday, January 18th at 8 a.m. Great networking, and this is going to be sponsored by the Better Business Bureau, and it's a local event happening in Southfield, Michigan. And then if you also haven't yet registered for the training call in January, the How to Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever, you're going to want to get your seat. There is only a limited amount of spaces on this call, but it's my free call that I'm doing. It's sponsored by the Evolutionary Business Council, Davenport University, Michigan Business and Professional Association, Referral Institute of Michigan, Marketing Monsoon, Ready, Set, Mail, and A Creative Solution. So they're my sponsors for that event, and I want to thank them. Again, you're going to want to register for that event. It's going to be a big one, so reserve your seat. Again, any of these you can register right on our website at accelerateassociates.com, and then just hit the events page, and you can register from there. All right, well, let's get started, because I know all of you are going to want to implement the strategies I'm going to share with you today. And today's topic is top 10 ways to discover where your prospects hang out. And you know, just think about how much easier it would be if you knew where your prospects gathered in large numbers. I mean, just think how life would be different if you knew where they gathered in large numbers, and how much really a lot less effort that it would take if you could really insert your marketing message in front of those preferred prospects where they gathered in large numbers. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, to really get the juices flowing, really get you thinking about where your clients, your preferred clients, hang out in large numbers. And this is, in part, a lot about leverage. Today I'm going to share with you the errors that I see a lot of business owners making in marketing and what to do about that. Number two, how to use your preferred client profile to leverage your marketing. Okay, so one, the errors you're making in marketing. Number two, how to use your preferred client profile to leverage your marketing. And number three, the top 10 ways to find your prospects guaranteed. And I'm going to give you actual places to go to find your ideal clients. Now, I know we've got a broad mix of people that are in the success circle, and what I will do is, in as much as I can, try to hit on some of the key businesses that are out there that are part of the success circle and where you might go. But I think you're going to find that the tools and the resources that I give you today will actually go across a lot of different businesses, that small businesses. So get your pen and paper ready. First of all, I want to start with some of the errors that business owners that I see typically make in marketing to their prospects. And the very first one, if you've been around a while, you've heard me saying, and you could probably recite it verbatim, and that is, number one, they really have a lack of clarity. It's that casting the wide net, trying to be everything to everyone, you'll end up being nothing to no one. Yeah, you've heard me say that before. It's really, I cannot stress this enough, and I see this a lot of times, that too many people are lacking the clarity about their preferred client. That's number one. So if you haven't yet worked through your preferred client profile, or maybe you have, and you kind of put it down, resurrect it, it's the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, this is the time to say, wait a minute, over the course of the year, the target, the market that I had put down on my preferred client profile, is it working for me? Have I made progress? And this is a good time to say, you know, maybe I need to shift my preferred prospects. Maybe I need to shift the market that I've been in. Maybe that market is saturated. So, again, this is a great time to review whether or not that preferred prospect that you have identified is really working for you. The second error and mistake that business owners make in marketing to their prospects is they have too many target markets, especially when they haven't leveraged a business line. I see this happen a lot, where business owners will try to build a business model where there are several business lines. Now, in theory, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and in many cases, having different business lines makes perfect sense, except if you're not making progress and you're trying to reach too many people too soon without fully leveraging and fully implementing one business line. So instead of starting another business line, if you don't have the resources necessary, what you're going to end up doing is you're going to create different marketing messages, and wonder why you're not really making progress in your business. Again, this is something that I see a lot of times with especially ambitious business owners, and that's who I work with. So if you're out there and you're ambitious, great, but be realistic about that too. If you have too many target markets or too many business lines that you're trying to run without the appropriate resources, you may have to take a step back or look at the resources that you have and make sure that you build it in so that you can get out to the target market and make some headway with your specific profile or your client. The third mistake that I see a lot of business owners make is really inconsistent marketing. In marketing, it's really critical as you get your message out there to remain consistent. And a lot of times the reason why people are not consistent is because they lack the systems necessary to get their message out there. There's really no excuse to doing that, because if you've worked through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you should be implementing those systems. A key system that I recommend to have some ongoing marketing is Hootsuite. It is absolutely the most wonderful tool. It's free, and if you're really not doing that on a regular basis, you're really missing out on a huge opportunity to regularly get in front of your ideal clients. There are many different opportunities just using that particular system of Hootsuite to update your social media marketing on a regular basis. But number one, if you lack clarity, number two, if you're trying to hit too many targets, and number three, if you lack the systems, then it's not going to work for you. And that's why I mentioned the first two errors that people, you got to get really clear first. You got to be very laser focused. And then when your systems will play off on all of that. So making sure that you have that. Now, your marketing messages, especially using Hootsuite as an example, since I'm on that particular example, is, you know, a wonderful, and again, this is a great time of year to take a look at the entire year. Here's what I recommend as you think about using that specific tool in your marketing. Take out or print out the calendar for 2012. Start plugging in all the events that you have planned for 2012. Also, if your business is sensitive to some of the holidays, like some people have different types of businesses where they play off the holidays, like a florist, for example, or if you have different incentive programs that you offer your clients, you might want to play off the times of the years. Start plugging that in, making your marketing consistent. You can program, actually, in Hootsuite those messages to automatically go out. What a great time saver, and what a great way to get your name out there consistently and start creating that relationship. So you can just even ask a question on there. Have you thought about, your special loved one for Valentine's Day? Or, again, this can be done way ahead of time, giving you leverage in your marketing and giving you that consistency. The fourth error that I see a lot of people make is that they just don't have enough marketing. They don't just have enough marketing. And what I mean is they typically only use one, maybe two strategies in their marketing mix. Maybe that's social media. Great, but that's only one platform. You know, you also have, what about radio? What about television? One of the resources that we talk about is Haro, HARO.com, helpareporterout.com. And that's a great service just to be notified of the upcoming of what journalists are looking for, because they're trying to look for experts. And if you fit one of the, you know, one of their requirements and one of their asks, then you can respond to it, and before you know it, you're getting free publicity. But, you know, take a look at making sure you have a very robust marketing mix, and that's part of your business blueprint. So radio, TV, press releases. You know, do you have an upcoming event that's coming up? Do you a press release for it? Do you have a new program that came out? You're doing a press release for it. Are you letting and updating your networks on a regular basis in terms of what you're up to? Just a touch base, a very warm letter that says, hey, I just wanted to touch base, and this is, you know, I'm very excited. This is what I have going on. If, you know, you ever need anything, let me know. And I'm updating my, you know, database. Would love to hear from you. Maybe you have a return card in there and have them return it and say, yep, all my stuff is the same, and this is my same target market. I did that, by the way, and sent out a letter to my network, and it was amazing how many people's target markets changed. I wouldn't have otherwise known that, but they sent me a letter back and say, hey, Bill, by the way, I'm working with this market, and thanks for asking, and oh, by the way, my phone number got updated. So it was a great touch base, and it was also a great way of staying in touch with my referral networks. You can do mailers. Again, this is especially important to have a very robust marketing mix and things to think about and things to maybe even budget for 2012. But make sure that you have enough marketing and enough consistent marketing that you're doing throughout the year. And number five, the fifth mistake that I see a lot of times that people are making is it's not leveraged. Their marketing's not leveraged, and their business is not leveraged. And what I mean by that is this is more of a mindset. How do you get in front of all of your preferred clients? You want to have leverage. And by leverage, I mean there are professional organizations. Do your clients hang out in certain professional organizations? Are there certain databases? And I will be talking about several, actually, databases that you can tap into that are absolutely free to find your preferred clients. And do they belong to social clubs? Social clubs are, you know, maybe it's Kiwanis clubs, or do they belong to, I don't know, there's 101 different clubs out there, the Rotaries, you know, there's a number of different charitable types of organizations. Do your clients hang out there? Now, again, you may have to ask them. You may not have asked them ever. So find out as you're talking to them, as you're doing a warm letter, and just try to get some additional information so that you can update and make your marketing much more robust so you're getting in front of your ideal clients. Now, once you've taken a look at this and looked at some of these errors and fixed them in your business, now let's talk about how you can really leverage your PCP or your preferred client profile in your marketing. The first thing to do, and I know this is going to sound elementary, but the first thing to do is to complete it. Make sure that it clearly outlines who your preferred client is. So clear that if you read it to someone, it would be very clear to them, and it paints a picture of who your ideal client is. And as you described it, they're thinking of people that they can refer to you. That's when you know that your preferred client profile is complete. When you can say all the demographics, geographics, and psychographics, and people say, oh my gosh, I know somebody I can refer you to. That's when it's most effective. Number two, you want to update it. So if it's been a while and you haven't looked at it, you want to take it back out and update it. That's how you can help also to leverage your marketing, in making sure that you're using some of the keywords that are in your preferred client profile that explain your ideal client. So if you have a certain income range, or if they're a certain demographic or if you work with a certain generation, that all of these this information is in your marketing materials. So that was number three. So complete it. Number two, update it. Number three, transfer the information to your website. And this is really key because in your preferred client profile, there's a certain part of that that is used for the emotional selling points. And we go through, you know, what do your preferred clients want to achieve? What do they want to decrease? What do they want to eliminate or feel or get more of or get relief from or increase or save? Those are all key words that you should have the answers to for your preferred client profile. If not, then, and many people are slow during the holidays, pick up the phone and start asking them some questions. You know, I mean, don't riddle them with questions, but, you know, just casually sort of put them in there or say, you know, I'd love to ask you some questions. Do you have time? And right now, this is a really great time to start picking up the phone and calling people. Because they're in a much more party mood and they're willing to talk to you. So actually this is a perfect time to start calling on some of your networks and maybe even your clients and then asking them these questions so that you can then go target your prospects. But make sure you transfer the information to your website. One of the things that we talk about in the Entrepreneurial Edge system is your about page on your website should be a pre-qualifier. So when people do read that, it's an interview or Q&A with you, and they're crystal clear on who you work with. This is a wonderful way for people not only to get to know you, but to start attracting your preferred client and pre-qualifying those that you don't want to work with. But really, the pre-qualifiers come from your preferred client profile. One of the reasons why I work with high-achieving go-getters. I have that right on my website. You know, people who don't want to make excuses, who, you know, really want to build a business they love in alignment with who they are. I mean, these are all things that my preferred clients want for their life. So that's really important for you to make sure that you're really solid on. And number four, how you can use your preferred client profile to really leverage your marketing and draw in your preferred clients is to use it on your lead generation page. And if you don't have a lead generation page yet, then take out the step-by-step template that I gave to everybody that's in all of everybody's Entrepreneurial Edge system and start to implement each one of those steps. Now, we are going to update that template for your lead generation, but I do want to let you know the one that you have still is good and still works, but we've shortcut it even further. We shortcutted the shortcut. So that's one of the improvements we're making this year. Okay, now, what I also want to go through, the top 10 ways to find your prospects, Okay, so far, some of the errors, I'll just go through those real quick. Number one, many people lack clarity. So get clear. Instead of casting a wide net, be specific, be exact to attract. Number two, making sure you don't have too many target markets where you haven't fully leveraged one business line, okay? Number three, make sure it's consistent. The third mistake is people are inconsistent, so make sure you have your system set up and use this time to, you know, maybe even set up Hootsuite if you haven't yet. I mean, this is a great time. Number four, many people don't have enough marketing, so make sure your marketing is robust and ask yourself, what else can I do? What else can I do? What else can I implement this year? It doesn't have to be done all at once, but think about it in terms of maybe even quarters and implementing. And number five, making sure that it's leveraged. Targeting professional organizations, places where your ideal clients really hang out in large numbers. Use your preferred client profile, complete it, update it, transfer the information to your website to pre-qualify your prospects. And number four, use it on your lead generation page. Now, the top 10 ways to find your prospects is, number one, doing a demographic survey. Who they are, what they read, where do they do business. When you do a survey, this is going to give you good core information, and you can see some trends developing. Now, if you already have your lead generation, you should be collecting this information on a regular basis through your lead generator. So for some of you, it's just going to be a matter of time before getting this information. For others, you may want to conduct a survey, and it could be a survey of your current clients, your past clients, and find out, you know, what they read, what blogs they read, what business blogs they read. Is that where they hang out? And look for some commonalities there. Number two, of course, your lead generation I mentioned, good place. I mean, they're going, a good place to get information is to ask them, and this is a good, this is by far the thing that's really going to accelerate your business, and I cannot emphasize this enough. Your lead generation page is going to accelerate your results exponentially. So if you do not have that in your blueprint, please look at your blueprint and make sure you get your lead generation implemented. It can be done through the template yourself. You can get it done step by step. There's also different resources available for you to get your lead generation, but I cannot emphasize it enough how important it will be to finding clients online and inserting your message to them, because it's kind of the funnel that you put people through to help them pre-qualify. And it's just going to give you more time to spend time with people that are your ideal clients. It's going to pre-qualify them. It will make your life easier. Trust me. This is how I went from, you know, struggling to 25 new clients, new prospects in a matter of days, and 71 new clients in a matter of just 4 months, actually less than 4 months. Number three, another place to look for where clients hang out in large number are discussion boards or groups. Now, what groups? If you just go on LinkedIn and you go to groups, you know, look at the different groups that are out there and start joining them, the ones that your clients, your ideal or your preferred clients are on. Okay, so this might be a little bit of research on your part, but when you can look for those discussion boards or your groups, you'll find that, I have a lot of the same clients on here, or I have a lot of the same prospects on here, and they're hanging out here on those different discussion boards or groups. And also, when you respond, especially on social media, to different discussion feeds, people see that, and you can start attracting people into your business. So they hang out on those discussion boards. So if there's a relevant question, and one of the mistakes I do want to mention, a lot of people will be very overt about when they respond to those discussion streams. Be very careful about overtly marketing yourself. Well, call me and I'll, show you how you can break free. You know, ideally what people are looking for in those discussions is a credible response. So you're going to attract more people if you give a credible tip or something that's really a value than saying do business with me. So make sure that you don't do push selling on some of those discussion boards or discussion streams. Rather, you provide great content where people will be automatically attracted to what you have. But a lot of your preferred clients may hang out on some of those discussion streams. Also on the groups, great way to exponentially grow your, for people to see you, is to become a member of some of those groups that are out there. You can also create your own group. So create your own group on Facebook, LinkedIn, what have you, and you know, have people, you know, let's say you're a hypnotherapist, for example, and, you know, you can, you know, create a group about relieving stress or something, I don't know. But there's different groups out there. So think about it, be creative, and look at how it could attract your ideal clients. Number four, blogs. Now, there's a lot of different types of blogs out there. But let's say you're targeting small business. Well, entrepreneur.com, great website, ton of blogs, lots of people, lots of leverage, great place to go. They're free, and it's a great way. Also, many of the blogs or articles that are on there, you can respond to. What better way to respond or comment on an article? All right, and when you post that valuable information, again, people are going to connect with you. They're going to follow what you post. You can, you know, make sure you have a lead generation, your lead generator out there, so that they can download your free ebook or whatever you're giving out as value. And it's great for building relationships with even existing clients. So blogs are a great place also. So think about what blogs your preferred prospects are on. Number five, and I've mentioned this before, social media. Set up a Facebook page if you haven't already. And asking people to also, you know, like your Facebook page. Now, one of the key marketing, I'm going to give you a really great tip here, too, of how to populate that page, is that at the bottom of your signature is a wonderful piece of marketing real estate. Make sure that you use all your real estate, marketing real estate, to really attract people into your Facebook page. So that's also a great way to have people start liking your page and attracting your preferred clients. You can also use Twitter. Again, you know, if you use Hootsuite as the tool, as the system to populate these, to update these, it's not a lot of hard work. You know, you do it once, you could literally program in probably about an hour all of your social media updates for the entire year, whether it's with quotes or questions, or simply saying happy holidays and programming it, or Merry Christmas and programming it for December 25th, you can do that. You know, it's the power of a system. But again, if people do respond to you, make sure you're on there live at least once or twice a day so that you can respond live to them. Okay, so I mentioned social media, I mentioned Facebook, I mentioned Twitter, of course LinkedIn, those are different demographics. Now, each social media page will also give you information on their demographics. Okay, so Facebook has a different demographic, and they segment it out, is it male, female, age, weight, age range, you know, they have estimates on household income, as does LinkedIn. LinkedIn, obviously, you're going to have more professionals on LinkedIn, and the type of marketing is going to be different. How you say it and what you say on LinkedIn is different than what you put on Facebook. But so really know your platforms and really know which ones, where you want to spend the majority of your time. Where your clients hang out. And again, this is where your preferred client profile comes in handy. So it's really important. Now, that was number five. Number six is one of those databases that I wanted to share with you, and I have a couple for you, that you can actually go on to these databases. you can either target an industry. So let's say you work in the healthcare industry, or your target market is in the healthcare industry. You can actually go up on these databases. They're free. And look up all of the healthcare companies in your state. Now, number six, the database that you might want to consider is called Hoover's Online, HOOVERS.com, HOOVERS.com. And Hoover's.com is business related. Again, you can do different types of searches based on location, geography, based on industry. And this is great, especially if you're B2B. And so, but even if you're B2C, business to consumer, your consumer might actually be in one of those organizations. Okay? So really take a look on Hoovers.com and see if you can tap into your ideal client, making sure, you know, again, there's different ways you can slice the data, but really think about it in terms of leverage, too. How are you leveraging that particular database? So you may have to do some brainstorming. So that was number six. So just in case you're taking notes, number one, do a demographic survey. Number two, your lead generation or your ask page. Number three, look for discussion boards or groups. Number four, blogs, like on major sites like entrepreneur.com. Number five, social media. Set up a Facebook page, a Twitter page, LinkedIn. Even though those also have groups, you can even set up a group in LinkedIn if I didn't mention that earlier. Number six, hooversonline.com or hoovers.com, excuse me. Number seven is Dun and Bradstreet. Dun, D-U-N-N, and Bradstreet, B-R-A-D-S-T-R-E-E-T. And the website is D-N-B, the letter is D, the letter N, so D as in David, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, .com. And Dun and Bradstreet is very similar to Hoover's. It has very similar search criteria that you can put in. Again, and if you're at your computer, you know, feel free to go on those. Again, dnb.com and hoovers.com are the two databases that you can tap into. And again, they're free. There are some upgrades that you can do if you want to pay for the, you know, to get additional data. But a lot of times you can even see who the representative is in that company. What's nice about that, and when you, I'm going to share a little secret here, when you go onto those databases that are free, you're going to see who the officers are. And let's say you have to get in touch with the decision maker. You can see who the officers are. And then when you go onto the website for that actual company, look under officers for those companies, and oftentimes you can get either their email address or their telephone number, and that's really kind of a nice way to navigate that and get additional, you know, especially if you need to reach the decision maker. So using these databases to really get in front of the people that you need to. But again, some of the companies are where your clients may hang out also in large numbers. So again, be creative in how you're using some of these free databases. Number eight is find out about their buying habits. Find out about their buying habits for your ideal client. Now, I had a conversation with a gentleman who's a financial planner, and he's like, well, how would I, you know, get high-end clients? You know, very wealthy. I want to work with very wealthy people, the ones that, you know, are millionaires. How would I get in front of them? Then we started this dialogue about, well, where do millionaires hang out? What are their buying habits? Chances are, And some of this is next, it's more, rather than a resource, it's more of a methodology in a way. I'll tell you about it in just a minute, but it's a way of tapping into your target market. But I started asking him, well, so if they have high-end toys, what are those high-end toys? And we started talking about different magazines that have information about these high-end toys that people buy. So then as we started doing that, he realized that there was a specific magazine that would get his message out in front of his audience. So then he began to think about very differently about how he could tap into that market, and how he could utilize his network to help tap into that market and really start those relationships with people. And so we started and this is number 9, to kind of make assumptions and generalities. Making assumptions and generalities. Now, this is risky because you're making some assumptions about your potential market or your preferred client, okay? So in this case, the financial planner was looking, hey, I want these high-end clients. Okay, well, let's make some assumptions, some generalities. Where do they hang out? What do you think they read? What kind of toys do they buy? And by toys, I mean, you know, you know, they have disposable income. So, you know, what kind of cars are they driving? What, you know, so as you go through making some assumptions, making some generalities, you're going to come up with some ideas, right? So this is actually a great exercise to do with your, you know, maybe even with a networking partner, is to just bounce ideas off of each other, maybe even in your laser coaching call, if that's how you want to use your laser coaching call, and bounce ideas about where your ideal clients hang out, in many cases hang out in large numbers. And the last one is something I alluded to earlier, but targeted trade organizations. Targeted trade organizations. You know, these are highly underrated, but when growing your list of contacts and developing leads, even if it's in a specialty market, remember to check out those trade organizations into your strategy and your marketing strategy. Again, high level of leverage, right? Because people belong to these trade organizations or professional organizations, and it's a way of getting involved in some key issues. Also, looking at, in some cases, joining those organizations to get you in front of them. You know, sometimes with coaches and consultants and chiropractors, you spend so much time with your peers, right? You belong to all those professional and trade organizations where your peers are, but they're not your ideal clients necessarily. So checking out some of those trade organizations or professional associations where your preferred clients hang out. Really, really key, because, you know, you may not find your ideal clients, or you may not find your peers there. You may be the only one, but you'll be the smarter one because you're now hanging out with a whole, you know, a whole room full of your ideal clients. You have the opportunity to cultivate that relationship with them. These are some ideas that I wanted to bring to your attention, that there's a lot of leverage when you think in terms of large numbers. Okay, where do my clients hang out in large numbers? Professional organizations, groups, social media, their buying habits, where they hang out, what they do for fun. These different databases and how you use them. all of these are really great strategies for you to target and get in front of, get your messages in front of your ideal prospects. So I just, again, if you, I noticed a couple people joined us a little late, so I'll go through these real quick. Errors that business owners make: lacking clarity, too many target markets, inconsistent, not enough marketing, not leveraged. Okay, so make sure that you have more clarity, that you're being very focused, be exact to attract, that you laser focus your target market, making sure that if you do have different business lines, that you really get focused on one, execute that fully, and then execute the other one, making sure that it's consistent, that you have enough marketing, and it's varied. So that could be radio, TV, press releases, networks, mailers, and it's very leveraged. Use your preferred client profile, making sure to complete it, update it, transfer the information to your website so you can pre-qualify those prospects. Use it on your lead generation page. And remember, you can do surveys, your lead generation system where you ask a question, their biggest frustration or struggle, great source of information. You look for discussion boards or groups, blogs, and blogs that of major websites where your clients would hang out, social media, setting up a different page, sales page, Hoover's Online, Dun & Bradstreet, finding out about their buying habits, making assumptions, and going through that exercise of just brainstorming, and potential targeted trade organizations. So I know I threw a lot of information out at you at once, but that's the whole purpose of this, is to take a deeper dive into all these different strategies, and then also making sure that you implement them and put them as part of your business blueprint. So you've got some great ideas tonight in this business accelerator call. Now, making sure that you transfer that to your business blueprint. Again, this all does not have to be done right away. Your blueprint is for a full calendar year. So implement it when you can, and before you know it, you're going to be making that much more progress. Other than that, I think that's it for today's call. I want to thank everybody for coming. Remember that if you have any questions about today's call, to email info@accelerateassociates.com, EXCELLERATE associates.com. And we'll get those answered on December 27th, which is the next Q&A call. Again, it's at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And also bring questions. Come on live. We will have some people that are out of town, so we already have some questions on the books to ask the people that could make it. But we'd love for you to come live so we could do that group coaching. And also feel free to tap into the free training call, which is happening next month on January 19th. It's not too early to register. Again, go to accelerateassociates.com, click on the events page to sign up. And let's see if I've forgotten anything. I think that was about it. And I also want to just share, you know, my sheer joy in working with each and every one of you. It has truly, truly been such a delight working with you, learning about your businesses, and I just want to say how much I appreciate you. You know, I'm just so blessed to be working with all of you, and I thank you very much. And I also want to wish everyone a very, very happy holiday, whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. I want to just wish you a happy holiday and a very festive one filled with a lot of joy. So the same joy that you give me. So thank you so much, and we'll see you at the Q&A call. Have a great evening, and until next time, create a great life. Bye now.